Today in New Orleans, the Southern Baptist Convention, the country's largest Protestant denomination, which once so fiercely backed slavery and segregation that it cleaved from its northern counterpart, will elect this man as president.
That's why the playbook says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God wants us to produce on his team.
The Reverend Fred Luter, pastor of the Franklin Avenue Baptist Church in New Orleans' 9th Ward, soon to become the first African-American leader of the SBC, or Southern Baptist Convention. Adele Banks is in New Orleans to cover the event for the Religion News Service. Adele, we know that Reverend Luter is 55, from a poor family in New Orleans, kind of a self-made man in many ways, started as a street preacher. Tell us more about him.
Well, for some Southern Baptists, he is considered the quintessential Southern Baptist. Even though he's African-American, many of them don't look at his race and instead look at his loyalty to the denomination, his great preaching. He has a very conservative stance on many social issues like other Southern Baptists. So they sort of see him as the whole package, both someone who represents them well and will help be more attractive to African-Americans in the future.
Well, and we hear his story that after a motorcycle accident that he said, God, if you save my life, I'll serve you. And he created this wildly popular church, you know, one member at a time, especially bringing men in. But when he was invited to speak at an SBC convention in 2001, people really sat up straight?
I was in the hall that day, and it was really something. I mean, there are good preachers across the Southern Baptist Convention, but when Fred Luter preached that day, it was very memorable. I think the word would be electric. People really were paying attention and on their feet.
Well, so now he's going to be named president, and we know this comes as the Southern Baptist Convention has been losing members for the last 5 years and had sort of adopted a policy to place racial and ethnic minorities in more prominent church positions. He, of course, already had his very successful church. But his appointment comes as the church has had controversy. Richard Land, who was president of the church's policy arm, spoke out after the Trayvon Martin case. He accused President Obama of capitalizing on it. He called the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton race hustlers. He suggested that racial profiling was justified. He was somewhat demoted, but he's still in the church. You know, cynics might say, oh, this is window dressing.
I guess there's a big question about that. There are some who say, no, he's not, that this is a great step for the denomination. There are others that wonder whether there will be major consequences as the result of him being elected. And as far as Richard Land goes, it seems that Fred Luter is trying to be more of a bridge builder than bridge burner and saying, let's go ahead and love this man, even though he made these statements. Luter himself points to Land as being one of the people who was on the committee that drew up the Racial Reconciliation Resolution of 1995, which was another major step for Southern Baptists to talk about being apologetic to their quote-unquote African-American brothers and sisters, saying that they should not have condoned individual and systemic racism.
You were there when he spoke to the convention of, you know, a few years ago. I'm sure you've talked to church members now. What are they saying?
Well, especially some of the African-American Southern Baptists who know the history are really saying that they can't believe they've lived to see this day. One person I interviewed called it a 180-degree turn for the Southern Baptists. And then there are others who are a little hesitant, happy it's happening, but wonder whether things are really going to change that much because at the moment there are still not African-Americans leading any agencies and, as one person put it, you know, deciding on budget or personnel in the agencies of the denomination.
Well, and look, we know these are not the same Southern Baptists that fought segregation and embraced slavery. That was generations ago, but some are probably still alive. And we know the response in some quarters to a black man being president of this country. Have you spoken to Southern Baptists who are white and are nervous about this?
I haven't spoken to any that are nervous about it, that admit to that, but I can't imagine that there aren't some in the world of Southern Baptist life. It's always the case of Southern Baptists that you never know what happens until it happens. So everyone talked about this as being very much expected, but we'll have to see how it plays out today.
Yeah, I suspect there will be some tears of joy. Adele Banks, covering the election of the Reverend Fred Luter as the first African-American president of the Southern Baptist Convention. She's with the Religion News Service. Adele, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, in 30 seconds, bath salts, not the lovely, bubbly kind for the tub. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.